This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Olivia Carville. Dozens of families have filed suit against social media platform Snapchat, saying it was responsible for helping their teenagers connect with drug dealers who then supplied them with fentanyl. Olivia, let's start with the suit. What is it that the parents are saying?
Thanks so much for having me on. So in this lawsuit, the parents are alleging that the design of Snapchat, the disappearing messages platform, is really what led their children to be connected with drug dealers, ultimately in many tragic cases leading to their deaths, that the way the platform is designed is the problem.
And what is it that Snapchat has said in response?
In response, Snapchat has said that, you know, the disappearing messages, which is what really boosted Snapchat into popularity when it was founded back in 2011, that design feature is meant to mimic the ephemeral nature of real-life conversations, not to enable crime. The company said that it's deeply committed to the fight against the fentanyl epidemic, and its heart goes out to the families who have suffered these losses. The company's doing what it can to try and remove this kind of content from their platform, but last year alone, they took down 2.2 million pieces of drug-related content, so it's an ongoing battle.
This is not the first kind of lawsuit we've seen, is it?
No, there have been in recent years, in the past 3 years actually, more than 1,000 lawsuits that have been filed against social media platforms that are alleging a similar legal strategy that is really going after the design of the platform to try and sidestep the 1996 Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which is an immunity shield that was really set up to try and protect social media platforms from liability claims. Now we're seeing a lot of these cases filed arguing product liability, arguing the design of these products is what causing these harms. And so we're going to see how they're all going to unfold in coming years. It's likely to end up in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, these lawsuits don't move very quickly, and I'm wondering, where are we with regards to maybe the first one that could lay the groundwork as to what we might see in the future?
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of a winding process through the justice system, particularly when you have these lawsuits going up against that immunity shield, which is Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. It is very hard to get around this law to try and hold these companies accountable for these harms. So in many cases, these lawsuits have been shut down right at the outset. The companies have filed a motion to dismiss on the grounds of Section 230, and for the first 25 years that law was written into existence, they were successful in doing that. But in recent years, in the past 3 years, with this new legal strategy arguing product liability, we're starting to see some movement in the courts for the first time. And this case you mentioned, this case against Snapchat, is further than most. And earlier this month, we saw a federal appeals court actually shut down the company's motion to dismiss, which means the case is moving forward and into discovery.
Are other apps like this doing something similar, like Snapchat, like trying to remove drug posts and things like that, so they don't end up in legal hot water?
That's right. I mean, all of the social media platforms are doing what they can to, put up guardrails and better protect users online. But the criticism is they're not doing enough. And when it comes to the drug-related issues, Snapchat has faced more criticism than most, mainly because it's really based on disappearing messages. That's why everybody loves Snapchat. You take a photo or you send a message to a friend and it immediately deletes within 24 hours. That is not the same as when you use Facebook or Instagram, which really retain digital transcripts of your conversations or the photos that you send to friends or post on their platforms. And because of that, kids who want to hide what they're doing from their parents, they like using Snapchat. And as these lawsuits allege, and many of the experts and law enforcement officers we spoke with for this story, drug dealers also like that feature because any evidence of their criminal behavior is automatically deleted by default.
Yep, no trail. Thanks for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Olivia Carville. You can hear our Tech and Business report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays. That comes to you at 8 a.m.